It's the 15th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Bedford football club owner has voiced his dissatisfaction on social media with Bedford Borough Council and calling on Mayor Tom Wootton to resign. Peter McCormack, the owner of Real Bedford Football Club, said the terms provided to him in a lease agreement for the club's future at McMullen Park were unacceptable. He pointed to excessive rent increases in the 15-year lease, a murky provision that would allow the council to evict the team for any reason after 3 years, and an exclusion of women's football. The council said the women's football team snub was an error and later had it corrected. The mayor has commented in an email that further changes will be made to accommodate the needs of the organisation. A man in his 40s who was stabbed on Ashburnham Road in Bedford last Sunday evening is in a stable condition at an area hospital, despite having received life-changing injuries. A suspect in his 30s has been detained as a search continues for a possible second individual who may have been involved. Police would like to hear from anyone with further information on the incident. An altercation which took place among a number of individuals on Castle Lane and the High Street in Bedford has led to two people being injured. The incident occurred last Sunday night after 10 o'clock. The police, through their social media account, said, "We were called to reports of a fight between a large group in the alleyway which resulted in two people receiving minor injuries. Bedfordshire Police are appealing for witnesses." The Aurora Borealis, or Northern Lights, made an appearance across the county over the weekend and were visible without the need for a telescope. The display occurs when charged particles are ejected from the sun and strike the atmosphere of our planet. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.